USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the president's jets today will fly what's being called Mission 41, bringing the body of the 41st President George H.W. Bush from Houston to Washington, D.C., where it will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda until Wednesday morning, when a funeral will be held.
He was a person that united, not divided. We could use a lot of that today.
That's Bush 41's longtime speechwriter, Kurt Smith, who says he thinks George H.W. Bush was the classiest president to ever live in the White House.
He was a person that brought people together. We could use a lot of that today. In his inaugural address in 1989, he said, "This is the era of the offered hand." And he had offered that hand to members of the Democratic Party.
Pope Francis says in his new book that gay priests should remain celibate or leave the priesthood. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.